For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Real quick, we got to switch here and just talk to you about what we just saw on social media, because it always plays out. So Money Michael Harris, Mike, has tweeted out, "I trust the next chapter because I know the author." Of course, he's talking about God. But it's a cryptic tweet in which you go, okay,
oh boy,
what does that mean? And why is there a picture of you when the injury happened and you're at, you know, sitting by the base? Obviously, if things were moving in the right direction, Mike, this would be a different kind of tweet.
Yeah. Now, again, as Chris, we'll bring in Chris, our producer, and on-air talent here at 92.9 The Game, because he is the guy who can read cryptic tweets. I got to lean with Carl on this. Something bad's about to be announced.
You don't put that out if there's a positive update. Carl just said it exactly right. Why, otherwise, like, why would you try to manipulate the feelings of Braves fans like that?
It's great. Wasn't it a grade 2 hamstring, like a partial tear?
It was a grade 2.
So
I trust the next chapter because I know the author. Now, does this mean he's done for the season?
We don't want to guess, but just based on how guys handle the social media in all sports, it's never good, to Chris's point.
No, or is he just out for a prolonged period of time? Now, we will
rehab.
Yes, we'll wait to get the official word. But, like, if I'm Michael Money Harris, all right, and I just want you guys to put it in these terms, or if it's you and you are recovering and things are going well, you know what this tweet is? Can't wait to hit the field with my guys. I'm close. Like, that's a different tweet than I trust the next chapter. And yes, that's how it feels, because when I read it, I was like, oh, hell. So, Mike, we'll see. I mean, you just said this in the opening segment where we talked about all these guys, these injuries, and this roller coaster I've been on where, oh, man, look, we got Strider and we got Acuna, and then they get hurt, and I'm like, and now I may be heading back down another roller coaster hero here.
Yeah, I don't want to guess, but I just think if you follow, you know, athletes who are on social media, this is generally, I mean, I'm with Chris. I just think it may be, at the bare minimum, an extended absence as the injury continues to work itself out, or hopefully not something that's going to end the season. But, yeah, that's when you see the visual and you hear that. Oh, boy. Such a good dude, too. I mean, tremendous spark plug for the team. Mm-hmm. Struggle in the leadoff position. We get that. And we thought that ultimately that's where he's destined for, as Acuna would move down in the lineup. And maybe he will find that traction. But right now, Kelnick doing a decent job. But still, you need Money Harris out there.
All right. So we just wanted to fill you in on that. And again, could be nothing, but I doubt it. And it could be everything. Because if you're telling me now, again, no confirmation, but if we are losing Michael Money Harris on top of what we've already lost, Mike, I mean, like, it just feels like, okay, maybe this is not going to happen. I mean, that is the case. But we will wait to hear what the deal is.
You giving Eddie Rosario a call? I'm asking that seriously. I know he's been awful, but
yeah. I mean some guys just like with Chavez, Jesse Chavez. Some guys just do well here. You know, some guys, Duvall, now granted, it's not been as good as it has been in the past here, but he's getting older. But Duvall's always found a way to come back to the nest and do good things here. So.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one where until I see what Alex Anthopoulos can do at the trade deadline, I'm not going to sit there and absolutely go, we're done. I'm not going to say what I said in 2021, fire sell it, because Orin's queuing it up. Because that taught me a lesson that it's never over, especially when you got a GM who can do the kind of things Alex can do.
Yeah. Fire sale.
There you have it. I knew he was going to do that. But yeah, I mean, but it is, you know, let's be honest. We're starting to run out of dudes. You know, a lot of guys have got to replace Carl.
We're some real pretty now, man.
Yes.
You finished.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Come on.
Hey, that little girl survived for 6 months. Well, put her in charge, man. I love aliens every time it's on.
I just said to Mike, not Mike Bell, but Money Mike, stop playing with my emotions, man. Come on now. Stop playing with my emotions, Money.
I mean, it could be, but again, a hamstring isn't like a knee or unless something else happened, you know, man, I mean, that's why I don't want to guess, but when you see a cryptic tweet like that and the image he's using, you begin to feel this could not be good.
All right, 404-726-0929. We were talking about, you know, Bijan.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.